All right, we are here. Welcome. We speak today on the reality zone and the divine flow. While most people focus on other aspects of manifestation, most of the time they forget about the flow. They forget about the reality zone, the zone of vibration in which all manifestations occur, at least the ones that you want. Every one of you has a flow. You have been in the divine flow ever since you were created as a soul. This divine flow goes on infinitely, eternally. It is a flow of love, of light, divine grace. It is a flow that contains vibrations, sound of music, frequencies of different octaves, music and lights and colors are all frequencies in different octaves. It is continuously moving through your body, the kundalini, activating, energizing your chakras, moving all the processes of your body so that you can digest, so that you can eliminate, so that you can move fluids through, detox all that stuff that your cells don't want from the nutrition that you give them. Your metabolism is part of the divine flow. Now, there is a perception in your reality that there is no flow. Part of the illusion is that you feel quite stationary. You're not even aware of the extraordinary movement of Earth through space. It's going at an extremely fast clip, but you don't feel it. Grounded through gravity, connected to Earth, and the electromagnetic fields hold the resonances in a sense of enough illusion of stability to enable you to feel consistency. Now, as you wish to manifest and create things, you want your reality to bring things to you. Bringing things to you is happening regardless of whether they are things that you want or not. You don't have to go out and do something out in the world to create reality. It's happening all the time. And you are moving through your life, through time. You move your body through space. Things come to you, things leave you, and move into your past. You have this sense of being on a track of past, present, to future. It is one of the ways to perceive and define the divine flow. However, when you want to manifest, you want your reality to bring something to you. Yes, the illusion is that it pops into your reality, but in a sense, it's as your reality coming to you, or actually the flow is that you are reaching it. You know that when you have a project and you're moving in the project, sometimes it can slow down and get stuck in the middle of it. Sometimes it goes too fast. There's a sense of movement that comes with activations of energies, that comes with your intention and your interactions with your reality. It comes with your emotional body and the perceptions. A perception that you're moving forward in life, you're getting something done, or you're not. You can perceive a sense of stuckness or a sense of flow. Now, we have said many times you are living in an illusion. The illusion is that it is a reflection of you. It is as if your reality is mirroring you. It is telling you about you. And in that mirror will appear those things that you wish to see and manifest, as well as those things you don't wish to see that do show up. Everything shows up in the mirror. Your reality, as your friend, is bringing it to you, saying, here's something you have either asked for or something you need to know about because you've chosen to grow about a particular topic. And here's something, some facts, some information that you need to work with in that particular direction. Reality is so helpful to bring things into your mirror, into your physical manifestation. When things are manifesting, you feel in a flow. You feel things are moving. Things are happening. Things are getting done. Things are coming to me. We're moving along here. There's a sense of being in a flow. It is this perception of the flow where it is so important, because it is in the perception of your flow and the perception of all those energies within you that create that perception of movement or stagnation that will reflect to you in the mirror. So therefore, if you have a perception of move and flow, and it feels easy, and things are just going and coming and just flowing, things are easy. You don't have to work hard. There's not any resistance. There's no effort, particularly. Things are just trucking along. You can feel in the flow. If you've reached a very high degree of proficiency with some particular talent or gift or body of knowledge that you utilize, you'll find that when you are at the peak of your game, so to speak, when you're really in there, doing it well, beautifully, elegantly, extraordinarily, you'll feel a sense of tremendous flow because you are the master at that moment, the master of your reality. Your focus is true. You know what you are thinking, feeling, doing. An athlete knows when they are in their game. They know that when they're in their peak performance, it seems effortless. It seems effortless to those who watch the performance. It seems that it just is totally natural. There's no struggle about it. There's no hardship. There's no difficulty. Everything is just flowing. It is that state that you would like to have all the time. And particularly when you want to manifest something that you would like to experience, to have in your reality. Now, we've been talking about your life tracks aligning you yourself onto a correct or a better or a more productive and successful life track. When you're on your life track and those episodes, those events that are part of the chain leading to your goal, leading to your visions and dreams, is in sync. When you are in harmony with that future you desire, and everything is lining up. What is it? Ducks in a row, as they often say. Everything's lining up for you. You're lining up to a life track that is sending you to the reality where your manifestation, your dreams, your visions will come into being. You are in a tremendous sense of flow. It feels effortless. It feels elegant. Nature has this tendency. It wants to take the easiest path. Now, there's a lot of judgment about taking the easiest path for humans. Oh, you take the easy way out? That means you're not being responsible or you're not dealing with the issue correctly. Humans have become suspicious of things being easy. As much as they want things to be easy, when things are too easy, they get scared. Something's going to be wrong. It's the Murphy's Law. If everything looks like it's going really good, any moment now, everything could crash. Fears can arise. It is difficult for humans to accept that is the natural state of being, to perceive yourself, to feel yourself in this divine flow. Most people are not there, except in exceptional, special moments of mastery. Like the figure skater who barely squeaks into the Olympics and then does a totally effortless, elegant, perfect, awesome performance, gets 10, 10, 10, 10. When you're in the zone of the 10, you know you're in the flow. It's exhilarating. But you're not often aware of that flow at that level. And by your upbringing, you don't believe it's natural to be there all the time. But through the laws of reality creation, you and the divine together, it was created that this divine flow is natural. It is normal. And it is, and you are capable of being in this divine flow more often than not. Yes, you have time and space. The flow does not leap time. It does not go outside time and space. It simply makes your life track and the episodes leading to your goals appear effortlessly, smoothly, joyously. In your life, you want to, you desire to feel this flow. It's so exhilarating, so joyous. It is a state of perfection. So how do you get there? And how do you stay there? Well, in order to get there and to hold your state there without effort, you have to acknowledge that the reality zone, which is where the divine flow goes, it is that channel that is most direct, most easy, the least effort towards your future visions and dreams, is a place where it is natural and ordinary. If you were to get into this divine flow in a peak experience, you certainly would not think that it would be ordinary. However, if you are operating at that level continuously, you would cease to feel the exhilaration, because that flow would be part of you. It'd be natural to you. It'd be your regular, usual life. Now, because you don't believe that that is your regular, usual life, and because sometimes you're not clear about where you're going, and sometimes you have resistance and various distractions that you want to wander off and take care of, you lose the perceptive connection to your flow. When that happens, you get the sense that you're stuck. The zone in which the reality flow is effortless, the way it was designed to be in creation, we call the reality zone. The reality zone is where your manifestations can become reality. Now, everything that you manifest in the reality zone must appear normal and natural and usual for you. If it's exhilarating and unusual and it's a fluke, well, you're not comfortable in that zone. On some level, perhaps you don't feel you deserve to be there, or you know how to get there, or you have some resistance within yourself, or you're moving off to the side of the flow, of the channel of light and love that is the reality zone. Sometimes the flow takes you too far, too fast, and you freak out, you get scared, you pull back, you go off to the side, breathing, oh my, oh, I've got to, get comfortable with this, I've got to deal with this. And then you lose that flow. This is not negative. It is intended that you do not perceive the flow when there is something else that you need to perceive according to your choice, which is divine union, and bringing it closer to home is understanding and realizing who you are. There are many little lessons you think you need to pay attention to, things you need to understand, little pieces you've got to put together. So you look at these pieces and study these pieces. When you are in these pieces, you're not in what you perceive of as that elegant flow. Very often you think that if you go off to the side and you really focus on and get that piece done, then it'll release and you'll get back into the flow. It can sometimes work there, but you may not have the flow, the reality zone, on in your spiritual computer settings as your default system. You may have what is usual and ordinary for you is to be off to the side, one side or the other. So we're going to discuss what is on the both of these sides, so that when you are on one of those sides, you can go, oh, I'm not in the flow, I'm on the side. And you can consciously decide whether you wish to explore and study and figure out what's going on there, and let that be a lesson to learn something that you feel you want to pause and take it apart and use your advantage of time to explore. Or you can choose, say, oh, I'm on the side. I prefer not to be on the side. Let me do this, 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 and I'll move right back into the flow again. We want you to have the choice. On one side of the reality zone, where everything is just right, where everything manifests, where everything comes together, click, 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 the magic happens. It precipitates. It is real. It's real enough in your illusion. But on one side, it's not real. You don't really think you're going to get where you are going. You think that where you are wanting to go, this wonderful visions and dreams, this wonderful future you desire, is too hard to get to, too complicated. And it's as a blessing and also can appear to be a curse. Your mind, old monkey mind, thinks it must know how exactly you go from where you are to your visions and dreams. And it will chatter away endlessly trying to figure everything out. Frustrated because nothing that it figures out makes any difference. You will go into fantasy. You will go into imagine, oh, how nice that would be. You would go into that image. You would play with it, feel it, taste it. Mmm, how nice. Most fantasies start out, as all programs, as all realities do, in the first two dimensions. It's like a two-dimensional thing. You see, it's like a movie. And you look at it, and, oh, that's so nice. And then you step into it and three-dimensionalize your fantasy. That this is how I would feel. But the problem is that even though you know, we've told you often enough, that your goals, that your visions, that your dreams are really about the intangible states of being that you are feeling and experiencing and knowing of yourself and within you. A fantasy is just a shadow version of all that rich, wondrous experience. Very often, fantasies are used by those who feel insecure. If only, this precedes the fantasy, you see, if only I had a couple of $1 million, then I would have this ideal circumstance, and I would live this way, and I would feel so safe and secure. I'd feel so secure. And you go into the fantasy and you feel blissfully secure. Security is a beginning piece of a vision or a dream, but it's not the goal. Security is just a place of placidity, a place of calm, where all the turbulence, all the stress, all the complications, all the issues are put aside. And you're there in that perfect, supportive, nurturing reality. Actually, for a lot of people, this is the goal. They sidetrack the goal in their physical lives to experiencing it in the fantasy. Oh, my goal is to feel secure, that finally I have enough, that I'm going to be safe, that I'm going to survive, that I'm going to be okay. That I've got enough resources to take care of me, that I've got somebody to look after me, something. I'm setting it up to where I can have that security. Now, you may think that, well, that might be wise actually to think about what you need in your old age. But people of all ages will indulge in fantasies because it just feels good. They put aside all their problems, all their stress, all the resistances, and just hang out in the pleasant fantasy. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that when you hang out in the fantasy, you don't have the richness or the depth of the intangibles that happens in real life. It is just a piece. In a sense, part of you is actually numbed out. Part of you is not feeling anything. You're just focusing on one survival, calm, little peaceful peace. You're not thinking about how it really feels. And most often when people put together fantasies, they're not in the fantasies. They're seeing themselves in a fantasy. They are separate from it, looking at it as an outsider and just feeling, ah, the relief. Oh, all my legal issues are gone. All the financial issues are over. All my seeking and searching for this relationship is done. Oh, what a relief. And by looking at it, it's like looking at a really beautiful movie. A three-star or three-hanky movie. You know, it's like, oh, how beautiful. Oh, how wonderful. And you watch this movie. And this is the fantasy. And it's like going to the movie theater, except that this way, you get to put in the picture, the movie, of your choice. And sometimes it's not even a movie. Sometimes it's just a scene. And everything is just, okay, I can finally let go. I can finally relax. I can finally be me. I can finally do what I want to do. Finally. And just feeling it is so good that many people get addicted to the fantasy. But the fantasy takes you out of the flow, of the reality zone, because the fantasy is not real enough. Now, admittedly, sometimes you need to go there to start there, and from there you build something of richness and depth, such as what we have discussed in the Creating Visions and Dreams session. It becomes rich, full. Life is rich and full, vibrant, and you feel the flow. The fantasy is a place where you can begin. But unfortunately, for most people, it's the place of escape. And therefore, it becomes a goal to go hang out in fantasy. Or some other form of escape. Some people do like to watch TV, movies on TV, go to movies. And others run their own repetitive movies. If you notice, if you have a favorite fantasy, it goes over and over. It's repetitive. You don't really put too much nuance in it, because for most fantasies, the foundational goal of that is just to be free of stress and to be secure. Root chakra stuff, foundational stuff, survival stuff. You don't think sometimes you can actually manage more. That's too much work, effort. It's out of my league. I don't think I can ever get there. But I can hang out in my fantasy, and that feels good. Many people lost in fantasy. On the other side of the reality zone are those people who make what it is that they want in their reality and that they desire, what their visions and dreams are. They make them too important, too real, too significant, too heavy, too much weight. We call this putting charge on it. It's like if you get hooked up to static electricity, you can feel charge in your body. Your skin tingles, your hair stands on end. That's just static electricity. It's like charge, you're charged. Generally, when you have a lot of charge over something. Whatever it is that you're desiring appears to be a huge, big, pivotal, important thing. And some people hinge on achieving something that they think, well, maybe I can achieve this, so I'm going to go for this, I'm going to work hard for this, I'm going to really go for this, and if I get this, this will then allow me something else that I want more. When you do that two-step, you separate yourself from what it is that you're really after. And you go for a sub-goal. But that sub-goal is difficult to manifest because you've put so much importance on it, because if you don't get that, you don't get what you really want. So you make it almost a test. You make it a test. Well, how do you feel about a test? Do you like a test? Do you feel relaxed and easygoing in a test? No. Generally, the energy of a test is stressful. You've got to prepare for it. You've got to work for it. You've got to figure it out. You've got to work, get yourself all hyped up and energized and move on it and put effort into it and work it and go, go, go. Push, drive. Achieve. As soon as you get there, of course, you have called in the slave driver. You are motivating yourself by fear. If I don't get this, then I don't get what I really want. So I got to get this. Huge significance to it. We had a friend who wanted to start a healing centers. They wanted to create media for alternative spiritual healers and practitioners. And they had a big vision of all this wonderful stuff they were going to do, which required tremendous amounts of money. And so the guy who was organizing the project, he wasn't poor, but he wasn't wealthy either. It was a stretch for him, but he decided that the first step of it was something that was more financially feasible, that they would sell spiritual t-shirts. They would put spiritual designs on t-shirts. And then also there was one of that was a spiritually oriented but political statements on t-shirts. So he lined it all up, he got the design made, he got the silk screen, this guy who's going to produce it, and he bought the blank t-shirts. And of course, because they said, you know, if you're only ordering like 20 or 30, they're expensive, but you get them, if you order, you know, 500, you get them for half the price of that. Look how much more money you'd make. And they go, oh, yeah, right. So they went ahead and bought 500, maybe 1,000, something like that, of the blanks. They put their ad out in one magazine advertising this t-shirt. It cost a bit just to put the ad out. It was in the local spiritual magazine. This was going to be the pivotal moneymaker upon which they would build this empire. They got no orders. None. Not one. Not even an inquiry. Nothing. He had just dropped something like $5,000 into it for nothing. And everybody, there were six of them, they were going to be part of this big project, all looking expectantly towards selling these t-shirts. They're going to make a fortune selling t-shirts. Nothing. Why? Because the charge, the importance on these t-shirts was way out of proportion to what selling t-shirts really is. It's a simple transaction. If you go to a store and buy something, that's inexpensive. That's under $10. You don't aggravate about it so much. T-shirts were going to be like $10 or something. It's easy. So you don't think about it. But if you are the one that wants thousands and thousands of people to do this, you've got so much riding on it that you basically just blow your energy. Anytime you have charge on it, there is some underlying message that makes it too important, that makes it more significant than just what it is. Now, when you put charge on something, when you put charge on your visions and dreams, when you push and drive towards them, and the stages of your visions and dreams unfolding, you think you know how this should go. You start to plan it out, at least your mind does, and says, okay, we're going to step it out, linear, linear, linear. Okay, this piece, this piece, this piece, this piece. And when you don't see that piece coming up, when something else happens, and as you've made it extremely important, you can get bent out of shape over the least little deviation from your track, or supposed track. But understand, you do not create things through your conscious mind. Things are created through magic. Magic is seventh dimension. All right? You don't manifest through 3D. You don't manifest by your mind delineating, here's how it's supposed to look. It never works quite like that. And as soon as you start to control your reality, it means that you are putting too much emphasis on it. You're making it too big of a deal. It's too important. And you get bumped out of the flow, because the flow is the easy place. The flow is where it's natural, effortless, easy, elegant, and usual. Another way that you bump out of the flow into the too real is that you don't think you deserve your visions and dreams. Sometimes, if you feel that it's really beyond you, then you feel like you have to work extra hard. You have to connect with people who are at the level you want to go at and see if you can chum up with them and get on their level. Now, we've noticed this as a typical pattern of the young adult personality. The young adult personality wants to have a big deal. Literally, wants to make a whole bunch of money, will line up a whole bunch of people, a lot of dreamers, and everybody's going to get together, and somehow or another, they're going to connect with somebody who has money, and eventually money will flow into the system, and everybody will make tremendous amounts of money because the idea is so fantastic it has to work. And they'll line up, and they'll have business meetings, very serious, they'll figure things out, presentations, they'll put together their business plans, and they'll work out all the details of everything. And things start to look like they're going in that direction, and they get happy. But as soon as something starts happening, or not happening, as soon as movement takes place, then somebody stops doing what they say they're going to do. Some people seem to get into ego games and start getting into competition. No, I should be in charge of that. No, no, I need that money. No, no, you do that. I'll just take the checks. And all of a sudden, all these attitudes come out. And in the more interesting ones, that because it takes a lot of creativity to put a big deal together, right? That it will morph and change. It will shift. Some partners will drop out. Others will come in. And they'll think up something even bigger, even huger, even more successful. Yeah, yeah, now he got it. And they'll repeat the process. We've known people who've gone through 6, 7 or more of these cycles, alternating, if you notice, between the fantasy, oh yeah, this is going to be really, really big, 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 and it's going to be wonderful, and we're all going to be secure, all going to be rolling in money, and we'll be able to relax and have a great life. Fantasy, fantasy. Shifting over to real. This is so important. We got to get this together, and so-and-so is going to do this, and so, yeah, da, da, da. And when it push comes to shove, people are not willing to push. They can't. The ease and the elegance disappears out the window. There's struggle. There's infighting. There's issues. There's anger. There's resentment. There's nobody's together. They lose their coherence as a group. And it all becomes too real, too personal, too emotional, too intense. And they don't get into the flow. So if you find yourself desiring and wanting something, envisioning something, go check out your fantasy about it. Is it just to feel secure? If it is, choose to go and feel in more depth. Go and make it more real for you. Step into it. Be in it. Feel it. Own it. Like what we did when we gave you all the tools about your visions and dreams. The vision. And inside the vision, the dream. Inside the dream, the actions. And then surrounding the whole, the world, the reality, the environment. That's rich. That's dimensional. Not a movie. You want to be in it. But then, as soon as you get to that place where it's real, you've got to take some kind of action towards it. If you don't take action, you don't indicate to your reality, I want movement towards this. If you sit in fantasy, of course, nothing will move. If you take action, things start to move. The irony of it is you don't always have to take specifically actions directed towards your goals and visions that are direct. They can be indirect as well. They can be part of you living a good life, but you want to take action to make more of your life good as a usual component of your day. So you want to take some actions, do some things, not just meditate. Do some physical actions towards your dreams and visions. If things will start to move. But then you'll get to a certain point, and what you have perceived that you want, or what your mind is telling you you should be seeing by now, is not happening. You get resistance. You say, whoa, I'm not seeing in my mirror what I want. It's not manifesting in the illusion. I must be doing something wrong. I may be not trying hard enough. I may be not working with the right people. I'm doing something wrong. Or maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'll never get there. And you go through all this internal Sturm und Drang about it. That's where people get bogged down on processing their undeservingness. It's good to process it once or twice, but not again and again. And looking at this and looking at that and getting into details and working things out. Now, more you work into all looking at all the problems and figuring all the problems, where's your attention going? It's going into the problems. And when you go into the problems, what's going to appear bigger? The problems. The problem is going to appear bigger than the goal, than the vision. So you start lining your life track up in alignment with the problems, because reality says the easiest track is the one which you want to pay attention to. Whatever you put your attention on, that's what you basically are asking for. So if you want to focus on the negatives, this creates lots of charge, lots of resistance. Okay, that's what you want, says reality. Fine, we'll give you that. Here, have some more resistance. Here, have some more emotional debris. Yeah, you can always clean out emotional debris. Anytime. Your favorite time of cleaning out emotional debris is when you're moving towards a dream or a goal or a vision and you get shifted or something happens that angers you because it's not on your program. Or it scares you. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to get it. That's when you go into charge, and that's where you go into your processing and all this type of stuff. Like we said, it's good once or twice, but after a while, you know your stuff. So when you find yourself on the side of it being too real, getting too big, you're focusing in the wrong direction, and your goals and visions seem to be much further away, you have to make a choice. All it takes is a choice. A choice to let that stuff go. A choice to trust that you are in the flow, that you are going to that vision and goal, reinforcing it by going and stepping in it and really feeling the fullness of it and putting your attention there, and then relaxing about it. Taking little steps in your day to live a life that's more in vibrational harmony with your goal. And don't worry about the details. Yes, your mind wants to. Your mind's going to chitter-chatter blah, 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 about all sorts of stuff. And you're going to have to make a choice. Is it your mind? Or is it magic? Is it going to be, you have to figure everything out and work everything through? Or allow yourself to receive and accept. But more and more beautiful realities is natural, natural and easy for you. If you think it's too easy, let that go. That's just a limiting belief. That's a resistance. It's going to create charge. Now, a lot of people say, but beliefs are hard to change. Yes, but that's because they're called beliefs and that's, you believe them. So yeah, once you believe them, you think they must be true. And because you have that spin on your beliefs that whatever you believe is true, your reality says, certainly, you can have it. Whatever you believe is true is what you get. What they call it, a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So what if you decide, hey, this belief, I've been believing that this belief is real and true. I made a choice to do that. I made a choice to believe this belief. I chose this belief over other beliefs. Yeah, maybe it was all that I had in my resource bag at the time. Maybe it was given to me by my parents or older sibs or whatever, but I chose that one. You know, I can choose that something else I prefer to believe is true or truer. This is just a belief. When you can get to that state, and you can work on it a little bit here and there, just imagine it a little bit here and there, what would it be if you could just let go of a belief? What would your life be like without that belief? And instead replace it with another, more freeing belief. Essentially, that is a pattern of growth. If you notice, looking at all your spiritual growth and development over the years, it's really been a pattern of letting go of limiting beliefs and adopting more freeing beliefs. And then at some point you grow up to a point where those freeing beliefs are now limiting beliefs, and you got to pop them and let them go and go on to the next. They're stages. It doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to put out lots and lots of effort. You can work at it, but casually, in a relaxed way. Choices don't have to be so hard. For some people, decisions and choices are tough. There's a lot riding on a decision or a choice. Charge. Charge. Oh, this is a big decision. I have to make this big decision. Charge. What is the chance that if you have a big decision and it's tough to make, that you're going to find that a freeing and successful decision or belief or choice? Not so much. Because you got so much charge on it. It would be so easy to heal people of serious diseases if people could allow it to be. It could be so easy to attract so much resources, money, love, you name it, to you, if you could believe it's easy. And in fact, doubt's probably the biggest holder of charge you got. Because if it's not easy, then it's hard, it's difficult. It requires effort. It's involved, it's complicated, and it's a struggle. And you got all those old issues from childhood and adolescence that freely can bubble up. And you can work on yet again. But if it was easy, because you knew you were divine, that you are a reality creator, and whatever you put your attention on will be yours, you could just drop whatever's in the way and flow, and you would feel the flow. You would perceive the flow being rich, magical, easy, moving lightly, freely, comfortably, natural to you. So claim that. Why not? Why make it hard for you? Why is it so hard to get where you want to go? Well, most of the time, it's because you're fighting your own mind. The monkey mind, the chatterbox mind, is the one that restates all your limiting beliefs. The channel is like horrified because it eventually made it into her consciousness that her mind chatter all day was continuously saying at one point or another, I don't know. I don't know. It'd say, I don't know, but blah, 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 blah. I don't know, but blah, 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 blah. It's like, what is this? She was looking for something. Okay, I know it's over here someplace. And then the mind says, I don't know where it is. It's like, come on, mind, you're supposed to help here, you know. You just have to pay attention. Let it be comfortable. Don't fight it. Relax. Choose. Choose. Choose easy. Choose. Choose natural. Choose wonderful being natural. Choosing magic and letting it work for you. And what we've pointed out before, there is always a time lag between your choices and the manifestations. It takes a little while for magic to go in there and line everything up. And it takes longer the more you go off the reality zone from one side to another. Why? When you deviate, you stall out because your focus has lost its direction. And you continuously will line up to another track. If you line up to the fantasy track, the ideal, what you're searching for, is feeling secure in some way. Okay, you get it through your imagination. You're lying there and enjoying it. Okay, reality done. Everything then will just continue as ordinary because you don't really want your real reality change. You don't want your life to really change. You're just going to spend time in the fantasy. So life will continue as is. You won't get any change if you go into the fantasy. And you'll kind of stay kind of stuck. If you go into the charge, then you have to go around in all sorts of circles and go up and down and do all this panting and effort and so on and so forth. And your focus is there. So you keep lining up to a reality track that is filled with effort and struggle and distractions and this problem and that little problem and this crisis and that little crisis and having to put out this fire and that fire. Well, that really delays things. If you could just stay on the easy track, seeing what you want ahead, expecting it to come. Now, how can you expect and trust that it will come? Because you're taking it easy now. It's going to be easy then. That's one link. The second one is that you know that it all works by magic and that your conscious mind does not create your reality. Your true will, aligned with magic, aligned with the imagination, aligned with your heart and soul, brings the reality into your mirror. Whatever you want comes. So stay easy. Do a little bit. Just do a little bit. Do a little bit. If you don't do anything, you fall into the fantasy. The fantasy is a place of inaction. It's passive. The other side is too active. So what you want is that middle ground of ease. You got to do a little bit. Do a little bit. Easy, does it? You don't have to do a lot. You don't have to work hard, okay? Just do some stuff. Do it from your own motivation, from a positive motivation, vibrationally in alignment with what you're heading for. Trusting the magic is saying, oh, you're consistently lining up with the vision and dream. You're consistently lining up. You're consistently lining up. You're consistently lining up. We'll work some magic in that direction. There's a time lag. It can be anywhere from 2 weeks. Occasionally, it's only 3 days. But most often, it takes at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks, before you really start to see the results. That means you need to stay in the reality zone. The longer you stay in the reality zone, the better the reality that comes your way. The easier it is, the more fun it is, and the more it's in alignment and harmony with your visions and your dreams. And you will feel the flow. It'll be light, free. It'll be fun. Easy, easy, easy.